Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Punch the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your host, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hit. And then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done."
Such a good song. Hey, everybody, it's Crab Nation Friday, slinging at ya on the VOC Nation Worldwide on the VOCNation.com. That's a song I just want to let run and run and run. Such a cool song. Charlie Daniels Band with the Devil went down to Georgia. It's Friday, everybody, the end of the week. Again, this week, calling in from Pensacola, Florida, my esteemed co-host, the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer.
What up, y'all? I'm going full redneck.
Can you hear that? The fucking dog barking? I just went in there. The dog has decided to start barking at her goddamn food, ladies and gentlemen, here in Los Angeles, California. Oh, my name is Patrick Vile, and by the way, again, sitting in here in the studio, the esteemed, the very funny comedian, well, I was going to say from Los Angeles, but originally, you live here now, but originally from the South?
Yeah, originally from North Carolina, I've been out here a long time.
Mr. Brent Paris.
Hey, y'all.
Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me back. It's fun. I love sitting in with y'all.
It's a good time. You know what? Maybe you and Ryan can catch up for a second. I'm going to go make
that dog
stop barking.
Can you
that
hear that,
dog
Ryan?
Is insane. Oh, yes. I can absolutely hear Kate.
She's my, like, I'm not having it. She's like, where's my kibbles and bits?
My dad's physical therapist came in this morning, and it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, and our little dog, my dad's little dog, Zoe, just went nuts. It sounded like a home invasion.
Yeah, and how big is that dog? Teensy, right?
It's a miniature, it's a miniature schnauzer. It's tiny.
Yeah, and those are the ones that make the biggest ruckus. It's like the smaller the dog, the bigger the ruckus they make. It's crazy. I don't even know what he says there. I'm sure it's something horrible. But and any German speakers out there, we apologize.
Oh yes. Always bring up Hitler. How nice of you. Let me see. What would I bring up about the Irish Catholics that might?
Oh, come on.
Be a little disparaging. Oh.
Well, you can't count Catholics in general.
What? Come on.
I guess you can. Speaking of Irish, Scotland, the big news.
Yeah, they
Scotland,
said no.
Yeah, they said no.
Nah.
We're not going to leave the UK by a pretty big margin, surprisingly. Lots of hearts are broken. You know, the deal that's kind of going on there is that everybody in Scotland is liberal. There's a lot of libs.
I don't really know the story. I just
and one of the reasons that they kind of want it became so popular for them to bail from the UK is because the UK has been so fucking conservative, like our goddamn stupid government over here, that all the liberals in Glasgow and are feeling like they've been sending liberals to Parliament.
For nothing.
For nothing. They're spinning their wheels, you know.
That's
bullshit.
Yeah.
So they voted to stay, though. Now, you know, I guess there's a
and they were trying to scare them at the end, too, weren't they? Like, they're like, you think you're going to be able to join the, what's it called, the EU?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's going to take you 8 years.
And they rolled
think about that, people. You stew in that for a minute before you make that vote. Things might not be easy for a while. You better think about what's to come.
And that's part of the problem, too, is that a lot of the Scottish were saying that the way they talked about to them and about them, like, you know.
That does make sense. I would be a little bit kind of.
Even the Queen was like, you know,
chafed.
Maybe you should think about what you're going to do. And the Scottish were like, we've bloody been thinking about it for 100 years, you cunt. You know, I mean. you better think about it. Think twice about whether you want to leave the Union. Like a
chafed,
little kid.
Chafed under the kilt. That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's rough. Especially when they're not wearing anything under that kilt.
You got to powder that shit.
Well, I don't think they do, right? That's the whole thing with the Scottish. They go commando.
Yeah, they go commando. That's what I understand.
I believe the Irish do, too.
Why wouldn't you?
Irish wear kilts, too.
It's probably so much cooler than pants. I mean, it has to be. You get a breeze just whisk right across taint, and it keeps everything cool.
Well, I did.
Well, I mean, I know
break
for the Irish. For the Irish,
first,
it's a lot more. It's a lot easier to hit somebody over the head with a bottle if you're not wearing underwear.
Right. The the first play I ever did was Brigadoon, and I had to wear a kilt.
Did you go commando?
The fuck no. Nobody went commando. It was a family show. I could just see a bunch of actors run around on stage with their balls flapping around.
Is that the show where you had to wrangle the lamb, or no?
Yes. That's when the lamb had to. They made the mistake of. There's one song that it's called. I think it's Little Lamb, right? Is the name of the song, and the girl sings it to this lamb that her boyfriend gave her as a gift, and it's a sweet little song. She's like, little lamb, la 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 la. It's like a lullaby, and the director had the great idea of getting a real
Lamb for the production, for the run, but package deal was Lamb Mama, the you, who was then put downstairs in the storage room right underneath the stage. Everything was good until the day of opening day, which was a Mother's Day too. Packed house, bunch of old mothers with their kids that dragged them to some shitty show. And all of a sudden, they grab the Lamb, take it upstairs, hand it to the girl. She goes out on stage. She starts singing. And in rehearsals, everything went fine. They brought the Lamb up. She sang. The Lamb even went, meh, meh, you know, at the perfect time, it seemed. And not so much on the when we did it, because the you went utterly apeshit crazy in the storeroom. So right when the music started, you heard, little lamb, and then, crash, 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 crash. And the director points at me and this other dude standing next to me. We're just a couple idiots in the chorus. And she points at me and she's, you know what, I'm thinking of Gypsy, not even Brigadoon.
I just looked it up and I went to college for musical theater and I'm horrified at myself for getting that wrong.
I fucked it up because Brigadoon was the second one I did. Gypsy was the first one. And Gypsy was right. The one with the little lamb. So I conflated my stories.
I think the important part was the lamb
right.
And not the...
So we go down there and production. She's like, do something. And, you know, we peek in the storage room and I'm like, I'm not going in there. This sheep's gone nuts.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
Right. And so then, finally, they just ended the song. We grabbed the fucking baby and just threw it in the doorway.
She wanted her baby back.
Right.
Not without my daughter.
Baby back. I want my baby back.
But yeah, so that was the one and only performance.
With a real lamb.
With a real lamb. They were like, get rid of this shit. It was a little stuffed lamb for the rest of the program.
Yeah, I would have gone with a stuffed lamb, too, just to save myself the headaches.
Yeah.
Real critters are unpredictable. You never know what you're going to get.
Right. I don't mean to turn this into Animal Planet, but my favorite musical theater story involving animals, I don't even know what production this was, but somewhere, someone was doing a production of Oklahoma, and at the end of the play, for some reason, the closing number, they had a live horse on stage, a real horse, and the horse's handler, but right before the horse went on stage, was charged with cleaning out the horse, his anal gland, so he wouldn't take a big shit on the stage. And so the guy went out back to clean out the horse, and he had his hand in there, and the horse clenched up, and the guy could not get his arm out of the horse's ass, and it came time for the horse to go on stage, so they put the guy in costume and put him out on stage with his hand in the horse's ass, but they, you know, they disguised it so you really couldn't tell.
That's hysterical. So he had to, like, he walked out stage like, that horse must have a strong clinch.
Well, and then there's the famous Equus story, which wasn't even a real horse.
My God, that's the worst. Supposedly, I heard this story happen at St. Louis Rep. In Equus, you know, it's about a kid that's blind, that has a love affair with a horse, and I believe the theatrical device is that someone, a guy in a bong or something, plays the horse. And there's a scene where the kid, the guy is naked. He gets on top of the horse, right? And the guy playing the dude that rides the horse told the stage manager before the show that he was had the stomach flu and he couldn't go on, but they had sold out. They sold the show out, and the guy was like, you have to go on no matter what. The guy was like, okay, fine. Well, he got on stage, and the dude had diarrhea all over the guy's back who he was on. And the horse, you know. On stage,
he went up on. He climbed up on the dude with mud butt.
He had the mud.
The guy on top,
The guy on the guy's back went to the.
That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Oh, it was horrible. And then right after it happened, the guy didn't try to play it off or be cool about it. The guy who got shit on just screamed, "Get the fuck off me!" and threw the guy off his back and ran backstage.
Oh, he just and he's like, "I am not gonna stand here with shit back.
No,
and pretend to be a fucking horse any longer today. I'm done. The forest is over."
Yeah, yeah. Whew. Hey, we got the musical theater moment out of the way today.
We had an extended musical theater moment today on Crab Nation on a Friday. You know, it is Friday. We do excitingly have later on in the show Ryan's favorite part, which is the top five songs of the week.
Now, come on. We just did it last week.
And it's Friday again.
The week of the week. We're going to have that later. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We can did you do comedy at a bowling alley last night?
Yes, I did comedy at Shooters last night. I went on about
where's this?
Well,
Pensacola?
12:15. Shooters is in beautiful Pensacola. Kind of downtown here. Not downtown. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's in the fucking sticks in Pensacola. And I did like a half hour last night at 12:15 for like six people.
That's awesome.
This bar had a whole wall dedicated to the Washington Redskins.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, honestly. I don't even
did
know
they
why.
Did they cross the name out politically to be politically correct?
What do you think?
No, they had that shit hanging proud, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. They loved it, man. Oh, God. It was fun. And I had a couple of beers last night, and I bought one guy a beer, and I bought the host a beer. And my bill was $10.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What, drinks were like $2.75 or something, you said?
L.A. sucks.
L.A. sucks. You know what? You can find bars, because I found
Except
a bar over in Hollywood where they have $2 beers and like in a can, but who gives a shit? It's $2 beers and cheap drinks, and it's just up off of Hollywood Boulevard. It's like Whiskey Blue
something
like that. I got drunker in Cootie Brown a couple of weeks ago with some friends and stumbled home. And as I stumbled home, for real, straight up, people were fucking on the street. This 60-something-year-old woman was getting taken by a very large black man in front of an apartment building on the sidewalk, half a block up from Hollywood Boulevard. I was in shock. I couldn't quit watching, and then I forgot to take a picture, and I'm still kicking myself.
I was going to say, why didn't you Instagram that shit?
Because I was just standing there going like, dude, do you see what we're watching right now? You get this, right? Like, that dude is totally going to town on that old woman. And then
was it
too many people showed up.
Was it the actress from
As I was getting my phone out to take the picture.
Was it the actress from Django Unchained?
Probably. That chick, she's been made to look like an idiot, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I read on the news this morning, they were like the African-American leaders of the community were having a press conference going to, like, denounce her, like, this morning. But I never saw, like, it was like at 9:30 or something on some gospel AM channel out of Inglewood. I was curious what they said, but I forgot to listen.
We should get on that channel. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that'd be our demographic.
But I was curious to see what they said about it, because that did turn on her.
Yeah.
That is the case right there for those cameras and the audio, because then they got found out to be liars. There's a new audio, too, that I saw where you can hear the boyfriend basically talking shit about her while it's going on, saying stuff like, I think, like, you know, putting her in the backseat of that car will probably teach her a lesson. She needs that. Like, basically, she pulls this card all the time. And even the boyfriend was chit-chatting with another cop or somebody that had come up as they were, like, detaining her in the back of the car for a few minutes.
Oh, here we go.
And he's like, here we go again. Like, he was basically saying how, like, this might teach her a lesson and, like, she should pay attention. It's like every time you turn around, something new comes out to make them look, like, worse because their original story was so opposite of reality.
She claims that they weren't fucking, that they were, she was grinding on him.
Look,
and that he did
even if they
jumble
weren't.
Her titties through her dress. She wasn't, she
even if
she
they weren't, they were giving people enough
PDA.
Calls to think they might have been.
Right.
So when the cops get called, they if they don't show up, they get penalized. People are like, the cops never show up. But when they do show up and you're doing something, you should have just, like, played cool, and then everything would have been over. But now you look like a complete dumbass idiot in front of the world. You thought this was going to be your, like, moment, your 15 minutes that were going to take you to the next level, and all it did was make everybody laugh at her.
Ha! Yeah, man. That's, I don't know, during the day, too. I mean, that takes balls, I guess. Or, I don't know.
I mean, whatever, she's young. I did stupid shit when I was young. But it's like when the cops showed up, I was like, oh, shit, here, yeah, there's my ID. Don't arrest me. Thanks. I won't do it again. Yeah, that's what I did.
In the middle of it. Oh, man.
And it was a low-rent lady, too. It didn't even have a back bumper.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that last night at the bowling alley. Even the rednecks here in Florida know not to do that.
See? Did you bowl?
No, I did not. No. I don't think I could have. That, listen, I walked in, and it was like the Big Lebowski in there. There were people. What is going on with bowling, by the way? There are people that have equipment. And I'm telling you, a guy had a roller bag that he took in with him. I watched him unpack his gear. He had stuff that went on his hands. He had his own shoes. Two different balls. Two different bowling balls.
Yeah, they're hardcore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was nuts. You know what's funny? In the middle of the – you do your set, and in the middle of the set, over the intercom, there were announcements for – people's orders to be picked up at the snack window. And listen, I went to Walmart again yesterday for about the 18th time since I've been here, and I tweeted this out. I shit you not. I heard someone call some worker over the loudspeaker to come to a certain department because they needed to do a lube audit. A lube audit.
Come on.
I kid you not. I'm not kidding. So, like, Philip, come to so-and-so for a lube audit. I don't need – listen, obviously somebody at Walmart is stealing lube. I don't know if it's employees. I don't know if it's, you know. All I know is somebody's walking around in Florida all lubed up, ready to
there's
go.
There's a lot of fun going on, it sounds like, in Florida.
I guess. I don't know.
Hopefully plenty of condoms are going, too.
There's not plenty of condoms down here. I just can't be.
There's not going to be that many condoms flying around.
No.
Don't worry about it. Just have a kid.
Free dispensers on every corner. That's where I would be happy for my tax dollars to
me
go.
Me too. Use them, people, for the love of God. Please.
Hey, they need them all over, not just Florida, okay?
No, I'm talking everywhere. They should be on, like, street corners everywhere. And there should be no shame in taking a handful and walking away. Because you are being a responsible citizen.
And you're obviously getting some.
Exactly. And you're obviously getting some.
Right.
Or at least want the illusion you're getting some.
Right.
Hey, Brent, you ever do comedy at the Silver Lake Lounge?
Yeah, I've done it like just one time.
Okay.
Because it's on Sunday, and I used to like, get too drunk to get over there.
Yeah. They have a little thing there. There's a clinic in town that does an AIDS test. They in different bars, they put free condom dispensers. And it's just so sad because there's this message right above the dispenser that says, you know, be safe always. Please take a condom. They haven't been back to refill that thing in, like, 6 months. And it's just bad.
Dry.
Yeah, it's empty. Like, no, all of a sudden, nobody cares.
That's funny. You know, that's where I'll give the homos props, is there are bowls of condoms in almost every gay bar in some location. So that, like, they're like, here, boys, take some with you because we know what you're going to be doing. So they are more responsible. Those bowls are always full. And some of them even have, like, the different sizes for the boys who, like, have false sense of grandeur. They can grab magnums or something.
Hey, this will fit like a nice windsock.
Right. I like it loose.
You like that little sense of danger that it might pop off.
Uh-huh. You never know what might happen.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that sense of danger.
Right. We were talking about the Redskins thing a little bit a minute ago. I just saw a story this morning about there's a high school in Pennsylvania. Of course, it's not easy to pronounce. Neshaminy. 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 High school in Pennsylvania.
Good
job. I know. Well, the student editor of the newspaper and the faculty advisor of said newspaper, the student newspaper, the Playwickian is the name of the these ridiculous names they have for these places.
Say the name again.
The Playwickian. It sounds like
that's the name of the paper.
It sounds like a team at Hogwarts.
Playwickian.
But that's the name of the newspaper. It's the Neshaminy High School Playwickian.
That's awesome.
I think it's also like a drug test or a drunk test. They make you say that shit.
Ten times real quick.
Right. which is why I'll probably fail saying it right now. Tensions have been building, they say, between school administration and the editors and the faculty advisor for over a year because twice the editors of the Playwickian announced that they would not be printing the name of their school's mascot. So their team at Neshaminy High is the Neshaminy High Redskins. So
great.
The student editors have said, well, we're not going to print that name because it's offensive to Native Americans. Therefore, we're just going to print R with a bunch of dashes in the newspaper.
Oh, that's awesome.
But the principal, Rob McGee, shit stain that he is, said he would discipline the paper and any editors who refused to print it. He also allegedly confiscated copies of the paper during a meeting and then took $1,200 from the newspaper's account to try to I don't know why. These are all these different to try to block access. Also, he tried to block access to their social media accounts. Apparently, there's a Twitter account for the Playwickian.
So he's upset at them for having some sort of like social morality and like care for other people.
Right. The case got heated, a bunch of freedom of the press advocates have been getting involved and sending letters.
Good.
The Student Press Law Center is one place. They stepped in to help defend the editors in case the principal followed through on his threats. And he finally did. This week, administrators suspended the editor, Gillian McGoldrick was the editor-in-chief.
What's up with every proper name in this story, by the way?
I know. It sounds like a Dickens novel.
It does.
And
everybody needs to be spelled phonetically.
Right. So that's the name of the editor, who was now suspended from the paper for a month. And the faculty advisor, Tara Huber, that's not that crazy.
Weird, a little weird.
But she was suspended without pay from work.
What?
Because she allowed it?
For failing to stop the students from moving ahead with their ban on the word.
Wow. Think
about
that.
Good for her for not backing down and saying, like, no, I'm on the kid's side. Y'all are going to suspend me without pay, you motherfucking assholes. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to take the high ground and just let this play out because in the end, you're going to look like complete idiots who, like, are stupid. And then she's going to end up looking good for, like, being, like, a decent person with conviction.
Right.
Good for
you. She's suspended without pay. If you're a cop and you shoot somebody to death, they suspend you, but they still give you your paycheck, by the way.
With pay. Yeah. Right. And meanwhile, did you hear about that I guess they had another meeting, like a county meeting or something, or something. They got disrupted in Missouri by activists again saying, started chanting in the middle of the meeting, arrest. I've forgotten. Darren.
Oh, the cop?
Yeah. Wilson? Darren Wilson, was that his name?
Yes.
How soon we forget.
But they were yelling, arrest Darren Wilson, especially given that video that came out last week, the latest one, which is, and then the controversy, we talked a little bit about it here on the show. By the way, go to podcast.vocnation.com or to Stitcher or to iTunes or to crabdiving.com, and you can download episodes of this awesome show. What were we talking about? I went into promo mode.
We were talking about the cop from Missouri.
Right.
And how they're asking for him to be arrested.
Oh, right. And that
video
came out. Yeah, and it shows that these two construction workers that were right there, a couple hundred feet away, after the shots, somebody brought their cell phone, was shooting out their window, and you can see these two construction workers, and one of the construction workers is yelling. It looks like he's yelling at the cop or yelling to another bystander. He had his hands up, and the guy's throwing his hands up in the air. His hands were up. His hands were up. And I think he said his fucking hands were up, or his hands were fucking up. I think he swears. But then part of the other uproar about that video was now some of these, even some of the right-wing media is starting to take it a little to back down on the rubbing their tongue all over Darren Wilson's starfish, because now it looks like there's more and more evidence that maybe
that the cop did.
He just shot the fucking guy.
Just shot the guy.
Who was surrendering. And people are pissed because these new witnesses are being taken seriously. They're two white guys.
Oh, see, that's the shit that makes
all the other people that were eyewitnesses that said they saw Michael Brown turn around, put his
hands
up.
They were all of color.
Right. Now,
you're not to be trusted.
Wait a second. There's a couple of white guys with jobs who saw the same thing. Maybe we should take their testimony seriously.
God, that's horrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And also, you didn't really hear very much about that video. Like, I don't even remember seeing anything about it come out till y'all just talked about it right now. I haven't even seen it. And I actually pay attention to the news.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't you read the headlines every morning on your iPad in your Florida room?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do, and I drink my coffee.
Florida room.
Yeah, I have
a Florida room?
A Florida room. It's like a sunroom, but it's covered.
What makes it Florida?
Because it's just a sunroom. I put a whole bunch of plants out there, and when
indigenous
thing,
Florida
people call them Florida rooms. It's like an East Coast sort of northern East Coast thing, I guess. But my friend came over when I first moved in my place, and I had it set up. And he's kind of like a bougie homo, and he just walked in. He was like, "Oh, you have a Florida room?" And I just looked at everybody. I was like, "Oh my God, that is the Florida room from now on." And ever since, it's just stuck. So it's the Florida room, but it's like my sunroom. It's nice. Sit out there in my lazy boy chair, and I just read the news and drink coffee, and that way I know what's going on in the world. But I didn't hear this story, and I read shit every day. I read all kinds of stuff. I don't just read TMZ and stuff like that. I actually read real news. I like to
check up on the news. Yeah.
Actually, I don't sound like I know much, but I kind of do.
Is that true? It's a southern accent?
People always think you're stupid with a southern accent. But it also comes in handy because I can get away with a lot of shit because out here they just think I'm being funny. So I can say pretty much anything I want to most people and they just laugh. So you can be kind of sassy and get away with it.
Brent and I just went over to TMZ and there's, you know, they have that live fucking video playing. So Brent and I can hear that. Nobody else can hear it. But it's Goodell. Roger Goodell came out of his hole.
Oh yeah, he was supposed to.
And is now taking questions. He says he's going to implement new conduct policies. My goal is to implement this by the Super Bowl.
Why does it take till by the Super Bowl? It's like, well, you know what the problem is. How about you say zero tolerance, and then that's that, and we
right.
move on.
The NFL is now partnering, he said, with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Well, what, are they going to give all the wives direct lines?
They're going to try to give them money. Like, they put out a whole news release. I read it this morning. And in the news release, it doesn't say one word about what kind of penalties will be involved. Like, we're going to do anything to, like, instate these policies. That whole, like, 2 or 3 page news release, it just talks – it's like – blowing smoke up everybody's ass about all these organizations that they want to help and, like, giving statistics about domestic violence and stuff. But it really, if you read it, it doesn't say anything more than we're going to give money to these people who help battered women and domestic abuse victims. And then they didn't say anything about we're going to also crack the whip on our people and have a zero tolerance policy, anything like that. Like,
we're going to donate $50,000 for every tooth that gets knocked out.
Listen,
yeah.
Roger Goodell's doing a great job. Didn't you see that story? Michael Vick says Roger Goodell is doing a great job with Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice.
Yeah,
Michael
that's
Vick.
Like asking, that's asking Dick Cheney about foreign policy.
Yeah, like exactly. Consider the mother trucking source. Because that dude, like, as far as I'm concerned, why he is back in the NFL is beyond me anyway, because – like, so much for forgiveness on that, but, like, his shit was straight up wrong.
Evil.
Evil. Yeah, it was evil. It wasn't just, like, it was evil. Like, and he tries to play off like he's some good guy now, and, like, if anybody brings it up, it's like him and that crazy-ass Chris Brown always want to act like that was the past. But it's like, dude, you still acting crazy. So guess what we're going to remember? The crazy shit you did.
You know, it's funny, too, because the NFL, they know what to do if they bust somebody smoking weed. They suspend them. Don't they have a set number of games? They don't know what to do if somebody beats their wife.
Or kid.
Or kid.
Oh, God. Just. Oh,
I don't get it. I don't understand why it's even like a like okay, whatever. You acknowledge that you probably should have been harder on this in the past. Say we're going to learn from it and move on. It's like all those stupid preachers who get caught sucking dick or like screwing some other woman or something. The reason they go down is because they can't admit that there was a problem and say I'm going to get better. Like Jim Baker would probably be sitting high on PTO right now if he asked for forgiveness instead of trying to hide that
God,
shit.
God, you know, he's still around. I saw Tammy Faye is gone.
I know, God, I love Tammy so much.
Tammy's gone to the big makeup guy.
I know, I love her so much. I met her a couple of times. I was on her talk show with
Come
Jim
on.
J. Bullock.
Come on.
4 times.
With Jim J. Bullock?
She had a talk show
the guy
like in
from...
the 90s called Jim J. and Tammy Faye, and my roommate was a producer on this show. True story. My roommate was a producer on this show, and so it was I was still waiting tables back in those days, too, so I had, like, days off, and he knew he was my roommate, so he would know if I was going to be off most of the time. So I had to go in there. I went on there one time. I had to model hearted boxer shorts for Valentine's episode. And I was on when it was the 70s themed episode with Captain and Tennille. I got to do the hustle with Captain and Tennille. And
before they divorced.
Yeah, and
Wow.
I mean, this was like 15 or more years ago. But and Tammy was on. She was nice. That woman was so nice. Like, I asked her for a picture. She couldn't have been more cordial. She was so fun and just like, everybody in that place loved her because she was, like, just the nicest, sweetest little – I mean, she was just a good person. She was funny as hell. I mean, wore way too much makeup, looked like hell hit at 150, but God bless her. She was funny.
Hey, pump the brakes on this whole conversation. You modeled heart boxers on the Jim J. Bullock talk show back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Where's the tape?
This robe and like take off the robe and then like do a twirl and then go back.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what was
we gotta see that?
What was Jim J like?
He was nice. I mean, he was crazy. Like, he was always that over the top homo personality, you know. So it's like he was nice. I mean, everybody was cool. It was a crazy talk show. I mean, the two of them together were very funny. they actually got along. But then, like, ended up, like, Tammy ended up getting fired, and they got some other woman, and it didn't work. Like, Tammy was nuts. I remember they were doing it. They were doing a fondue segment, and Tammy thought she would be funny and hide the chocolate in her bra, and then forgetting that there was hot lights on her, so all this chocolate started melting on her tits.
Oh, nice.
And she was trying to pull it out, and it was all, like, melted. It was hysterical. They had to, like, stop and clean her up.
Gonna hose down. Hose down, Tammy.
She's got chocolate tits. It looks like the dude from Equus sat on her chest.
Yeah. Holy shit, man. That sounds insane.
Yeah, it was fine.
What's Jim J. Bullock doing now, I wonder?
I don't know. I think he just does, like, I'm sure he does, like, appearances and stuff.
Cause, he was on Hollywood Squares for a while.
Yeah. He was Monroe on Too Close to Comfort.
Absolutely. That's where he became famous. Then he was on Hollywood Squares. He was a semi-regular on Battlestars? Not Battlestar Galactica, but...
Oh, I think that's another kind
Battlestar
of game
Stars,
show
a game
sort of
show.
Thing.
Then he was a regular on ELF.
Yeah, he doesn't do a whole hell of a lot now.
Well, I mean, he's living on ELF money. And after, Too Close for Comfort money.
After the sitcom, he did theater, television, film. He briefly hosted a syndicated talk show with ex-televangelist Tammy Faye Messner.
Yeah, that's after she married Roe.
The Jim Jay and Tammy Faye Show debuted in 1996. But she left the program when she was diagnosed
with cancer.
She had
cancer, like that's when that all started. Poor thing.
He got a new host, but it didn't. It got canceled.
Yeah.
He was then the voice of Queer Duck in the animated series of cartoons of the same name, which were on the internet and on Showtime.
What? Queer Duck? What is that?
It's an animated series of cartoons. He did the national tour of Hairspray.
Oh, awesome.
And that's, let's see, he was also on Nickelodeon's show from 2004 to 2007. He played a teacher on Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
Ugh. That just sounds like
terrible. On February 7th, 1999, he was arrested outside a bar in West Hollywood, California for possession of crystal meth.
Oh, yeah, I remember when that happened.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't mess with the meth. That shit's nuts. It'll take over. I've seen too many people get hooked on that shit.
Oh, man, he announced, he learned in 86 that he was HIV positive.
Oh, yeah, he's been like an advocate for that for years, a long, long time.
And his partner died in 96 of AIDS.
Yeah, he's been like big...
Dang.
Like working in all them causes and shit all the time.
So there you go. Jim J. Bullock still, there's a couple of... on his
IMDb, kicking,
something in 2012 he did something. So apparently he's still worried. 59 years old, Jim J. Bullock.
Wow. I love Too Close for Comfort. When I was a kid, we used to watch that after school reruns. Oh, my God. Ted Knight was hilarious on
Ted
that
Knight
show.
Was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Ted, awesome.
The best was when Monroe – what the fuck are we talking about? I don't give a shit. The best was when Monroe had to babysit somebody's guard dogs, these three big Dobermans, and in the middle of the night – and Ted Knight didn't know Monroe had brought these Dobermans home. So in the middle of the night, Ted Knight got up to get a snack and was pinned in the kitchen by these three dogs all night. And he couldn't – whenever – oh, it was so funny.
Ted Knight was awesome.
Yeah, he was good.
We should probably take our break here. We're running long. I've got breaking news. I was just on TMZ where I saw that that live stream of Roger Goodell, who's basically saying a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah.
That's called playing the breaking news clip to cover the beer burp I had to do. But right beneath the story of Roger Goodell's live bullshit fest, I guess news that will rock the entertainment world as a huge star of television are separated now. They're done because she's convinced he's been cheating on her.
Mama June.
Oh my God, you know this, Mama June and Sugar Bear.
Oh no,
Bear Thompson are done, separated.
I refuse to believe it.
Mama June, they're saying, has repeatedly caught Sugar Bear trolling on online dating sites.
Well, you know what? That is Mama June's fault because Mama June is that. We'll talk about this after the break.
We're going to take a break. We all have.
I'm out of the loop on Mama June.
I got this one right.
It's Honey Boo Boo's mother.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Hey, give us a fucking call if you want to. It's a toll-free number, 855-862-7234. That's 855-VOC-RADIO. If you prefer to spell it out, it's a toll-free number brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the N-Cloud. Save shit tons of money. Go to netcarrier.com for more details on saving shit tons of money by taking your business to the N-Cloud. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Self-medicate as you will. More crabs.
Yes.
After the break.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is Zelo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident 5-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls. Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we are back live, thumping in person, here on the Crab Nation Show on the VOC Nation Worldwide. My name is Patrick Vile, and joining us from the steamy, hot and sweaty and humid and place where they have giant flying fucking roaches the size of terriers in Pensacola, Florida, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer.
Dudes, listen, they're outside my parents' backyard. It's like the Amazon rainforest, and there's a spider web that stretches from this trellis thing all the way to a tree, and there's this gigantic yellow spotted spider that I've been trying to take a picture of for the last 2 days, and I just can't get it in focus, but I can't imagine what this thing is about to, I don't know. It must be, I don't know what it does when it bites you.
I know what you're talking about.
Dude, my uncle got bit by a spider out here. He nearly lost his arm because it was so poisonous.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know a dude who out here in California, I knew a dude who got bit by one of them brown recluse spiders while cleaning his pool and didn't go to the doctor fast enough, and it killed his ass.
Come on.
Not kidding.
Wow.
Shit. Nature's not nice, man.
You better keep an eye on that spider, too, that one with the big spider web, because my cousin Tracy used to tell me when I was a kid that they were writing spiders, and if they write your name in that web, you're going to die. So if you see your name in that web, you better start looking over your shoulder.
They're rat spiders.
The South is crazy.
This is Brent to Paris, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, sitting here in the studio, which is, you know, like
a studio,
it's an office here at Crab Nation Studios. Very funny comedian. Follow him on the Twitter at Brent Paris, like the French city with an extra R.
Makes it fancy.
Have you been to Paris?
Nope, I have never been to Paris. It's on the list of places. But I like, when I usually go on vacation, I'd rather go somewhere like warm and tropical where I can just drink on a beach and stuff. yeah. Europe is not like really high on my personal list of places I really want to go.
Paris is amazing.
But I know it's pretty and fun. Like, I've been to London and like other places, but it's just like I haven't made it to Paris. I'll go one day, but I'd rather go to like Mexico where I can like just drink on a beach and be a drunk and nobody cares.
Right.
You know, oh, and they bring me beer on the beach. That's what I like. I can just sit there and they'll bring buckets of beer.
Come down to the Shooters at the bowling alley down in Pensacola, Florida. You can go do an open mic and the guy will give you 25 minutes and then you can drink for $2 a beer. It's great.
I know. It seems like somebody should just adopt that idea out here and just like do it. Just be like, you pay me $5 to talk, and I'll sell you $2 beers, and you can talk all you want to. There's plenty of people in this town where, like, you could probably run a, like, long stream of people just walking through, let them talk as long as they want to. But actually,
oh
no, you couldn't do that out here, because some of these fools would just talk and talk and talk until you wanted to shoot them in the head. Nah, I take all that
for
back.
Sure.
Never mind.
Yeah. I just walked into the living room. My dad's watching the Roger Goodell news conference. I just heard a reporter ask him if he's ever been a victim of domestic violence. He said,
"If Goodell
no.
has ever been,
it's something like that." Yeah. He's not doing well in this press conference.
No, he's not.
I don't think so. I can't really hear what's going on, but I see his stupid white big ham head all furrowed up and confused and sweating. Me sweating.
Gross.
Yeah. What a big dumb jock. Stupid.
We can see what the headlines are right now. In the Huffington Post, the Combi Pinko liberal rag that it is, which, by the way, I think Arianna Huffington is announced recently that they're like the number one news site in the world or some shit like that. I'm trying to find. I thought I had downloaded the on the spreadsheet of shame here. But they just announced some milestone that the Huffington Post is doing fucking amazing, and that they are opening different Huffington Posts all over the world, and now they're getting ready to do Huffington Post Greece, which is where Arianna Huffington.
Oh, that's right. She's Greek.
Is from, yeah. But it's interesting that, you know, on TV, still the news channel that is number fucking one is goddamn Fox, which makes me want
to
open a vein. Oh, God, yeah.
That can't. Fox, yeah, those people that can't. Are crazy.
Fox News Channel
is loyal,
the number
too,
one.
Which is what's scary about it. It's like, just like, drink the juice. Like, drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice. They just do it.
Fox News has been number one for like over a decade, I think.
It's theater heavy today, by the way. Steel Magnolias Magnolia reference. Ding, ding, ding.
Or the movie.
Or the movie. I know. I'm referencing the movie when I talk about it because it has Dolly Parton in it, and anything with Dolly Parton takes precedence. Period.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to find the story. What's her name? Megyn Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, what's she done now?
She had, in last week, Wednesday night's Kelly File.
Oh.
Brent just had a visceral reaction to that. Wednesday night's Kelly File ended up ranking not only just regular news, but in the top five cable telecasts of the week.
Wow.
The week?
All the entire fucking week. The only two programs that got more viewers.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
She came in fourth. Two ESPN games. And the season premiere of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, wow.
But what helped her with the ratings was a lead-in from Obama. It was when Obama gave that speech.
Oh, so they all wanted to hear them talk about what a nut job he was.
About ISIS.
So it's like the nut jobs talking about how what a nut job he is.
One of the few times that Fox News actually probably played the president's actual speech instead of cutting over
to they wanted to,
Benghazi
like,
hearings or something.
Right.
But they're saying over 4.5 million people tuned in to the Kelly File for Obama's speech and then Kelly's subsequent analysis with her guests.
Good God. So what does that mean?
Additionally, Fox News placed second overall for total primetime viewers of any cable channel. And third for total overall viewers. She finished behind ESPN's football telecasts and Sons of Anarchy. So her show coming in fourth for the week. It's time to leave.
That's amazing.
It's time to leave. It's time to
absolutely.
Move to Amsterdam or to London or to Sweden has... you know, I read an article, Sweden, an article this morning. It said, you know, Sweden has kicked austerity to the curb. When will America realize it? Or you could say the same with the UK. That's one of the reasons that the Scots are pissed off is this austerity bullshit. When we found what happened after the fucking depression in the 20s, what saved the United States? The New Deal.
The New Deal.
Social fucking security and all the commie pinko liberal
and
social
and like infrastructure.
Right.
It's to put the money
the
back
government
in here.
Hired people.
Giving it to those gun people across the pond over there doing whatever they're doing.
Right.
And put it over here.
Right.
build, fix our roads, fix our, like send some money out here so these fools can fix the, like, water system in Los Angeles so that the geysers don't come up from underneath the bottom of the street when we're already in a drought, waste 8 million gallons of water. How about we fix that kind of crap, too?
I want to fix some bridges.
Right? That's what scares the shit out of me. Bridges are, falling apart.
A lot of these guys were saying
the bridge just went boom right into the water.
My guys are saying it's going to take a disaster with this stupid fucking country.
Although,
a pile of dead kids at Sandy Hook
didn't mount a hill
of
beans.
Didn't do shit, yeah. Is it going to take – how many bridges are going to have to fall down and kill how many people?
Quit saying that.
Before the country
I have to drive across a 3-mile bridge in Gulf Breeze to get anywhere. And I think about that all the time.
Those bridges scare me. Those ones where you're in the middle of the bridge and all you can see is bridge and water.
Oh, my God, dude. And this one goes up really high so boats could get under it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, those make me nervous, too. I feel you on that. I get all kind of, antsy. It's like when I'm driving
on the crazy
way, there's one of them walls too close where they're doing construction, and I feel like I only got, an inch between me and imminent death.
You know, the crazy thing about that bridge, one year a hurricane rolled in, and it changed courses drastically, and everybody was trying to get out of Gulf Breeze and into Pensacola, and there was a traffic jam on that bridge. And then the storm rolled in. How horrible is that?
Oh, that's like disaster movie shit.
I know. It was bad. Yeah. Wow. How sad. How sad for us that everybody's watching Megyn Kelly. And there's some pretty good pictures of her. Megyn Kelly's attractive. I don't mean to be an asshole or anything, but
she's the camera likes her.
She's hot.
That's why she's on TV.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington and apparently popular on the internet. The good news is, I guess, that the internet, which is where the younger humans hang out. Let's also remind ourselves that the average age for Fox News viewers
is like what,
65, but they stop at 65. So the average can't go as high as it can go.
Right. The scale goes no higher.
So the demographic.
I've said that for years. It's just a matter of time for all these fools to die out.
Right. And the universe will be just such a much kinder place when Rupert Murdoch finally has a grabber. Because that motherfucker really has done more damage to this country and other countries.
Yeah.
It's the same bullshit in Australia.
Like that whole phone tapping scandal in the UK.
But his right-wing bullshit control of the media, he's done the same thing in Australia.
Yeah.
He tried to do the same thing in the UK. Right. And he, he puts it out there. He riles up the knuckle draggers.
Yeah. The people who are, they appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're appealing to these people who, unfortunately, by either circumstances or laziness or whatever it may be, they don't have the capacity to really, see the reality of everything. They just take what's fed to them because that's what they're telling me at church or that's what they're telling me wherever. But it's just they just appeal to those knuckle dragon mouth breathing morons.
All I was gonna say is
think for themselves.
That black guy in the White House is coming for your guns and Jesus.
Quit reminding people he's black. You do that every show. You gotta stop it.
I don't think I have to. I think they know goddamn well that he's black.
Yeah.
So the headline on the Huffington Post, this is probably going to disturb me. It says, "The fight to save science." I'm already afraid. I click on it, and it says, "As pressure builds among the hawks in Congress to get rid of budget limits on defense spending, liberals in the House are making sure their own priorities aren't left underfunded." So I guess there's a fight to oh, my God. They're trying to put a bill through called the Accelerating Biomedical Research Act. I'm for that. This is where our fucking tax money should be going. We shouldn't be handing money over to the big oil cunts.
No.
Or to the big energy assholes or Big Coal or any of these fuckers or these Mon fucking Santo.
Fuck Monsanto.
With all its goddamn corporate farms and all that bullshit.
Fuck Monsanto.
So a couple of Democrats, one from Connecticut, one from New York, Rosa DeLauro and Brian Higgins, representatives, have introduced legislation.
Liberals.
They're trying to raise the existing budget limit to much higher ceilings for the National Institute of Health. Go ahead and have more money to do research for, which, you know, these Republicans think, oh, well, you know, it should be in the private sector. It should be, you know.
No, it should not be in the private
Pfizer
sector.
Pfizer should be doing the research and things like that. Pfizer is researching
how to make money.
And how to keep people sick so they can
keep making money.
Buying pills, yeah. There's not going to be a cure found at Pfizer.
Pfizer is making it so if you're 95 years old, you can walk around with a boner all day.
Right. Yeah. And as long as you keep taking a fistful of Pfizer pills.
How terrifying.
I've said it forever. It's like healthcare should be non-profit. If you want to get in the healthcare business, it's non-profit. You want to, like, if you want to make money on healthcare, sell bedpans. Make a better bed. But the act of healthcare itself should not, like, hospitals should not be for profit. There shouldn't be any, like, idea in that. There should be no incentive. Like, if you want to make money on it, then you make a gauze that's better than the gauze we're already using, and we'll use your gauze, and then you'll make some fucking money. But don't try to make money off the fact that people get sick. That's bullshit.
Listen,
trying to help the sick. You know, it's like, I don't get it.
The healthcare should be non-profit, just like the NFL.
No, the NFL should not.
Fucking crazy. I was reading about that last night after talking to Tommy Gimler yesterday, who runs the Daily Upper Decker.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
DailyUpperDecker.com sports blog. And I got sidetracked again. I'm trying to read and talk at the same time.
Hey, Brent. You know what an upper decker is?
No, I don't. What is an upper decker?
Oh shit! See, I thought this was okay. It's a practical joke you play on somebody. It's when you go over to somebody's house at a party and you take the lid off the toilet tank and you take a dump in the toilet tank.
So that when they flush it, it fills with poo.
over and over again, it gets blended into a nice.
Oh, that's just wrong.
A nice crapperita.
Funny.
Oh yeah. DailyUpperDecker.com.
DailyUpperDecker.com. Yeah. I forgot my point. I don't even remember where I was going with this.
I don't know. I saw that Cory Booker came out and was calling for the NFL to lose its nonprofit status.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's right. There's a few people that are why? I don't even understand why that's even a question. It's like, why is the NFL nonprofit? That's not what nonprofit is supposed to be.
And I heard a little bit about it last night that it's. It was some shady deal.
Yeah.
Go figure. In like the 60s or something it had to do with somehow guaranteeing that New Orleans would get an NFL team. So when they got the Saints, that somehow included in that deal, that whole billionaire back office guys with cigars deal was organization nonprofit.
Yeah, it's time to say it's been a good run, fellas, but that shit's over.
Right.
We're effectively taking it back because we can. We're the government and we can. And so now you owe us taxes.
And meanwhile, this asshole Goodell pulled in $44 million last year.
Yeah.
$44 million. Good thing it's a nonprofit organization.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's non-profit, because all the profits go to fucking people like him. That's why he makes $44 million, because when you ain't paying taxes.
And then they won't fund an insurance fund for players whose brains...
Who've been concussed within an inch of their life.
Yeah, whose brains are turned into, fucking oatmeal.
If you didn't think that bashing your head up against shit repeatedly was somehow maybe not the best thing for you, I mean, there is some personal ownership to it, but I do think the NFL should, like, it should be, like, there should be some sort of partnership in a solution to that problem, is my point. But to complain complete innocence about bashing your head into other people's heads at high rates of speed as hard as you can, you're done with
crying shit. That's like the cigarette industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cigarettes are not harmful.
You know. You're just getting paid too much.
The league. It's weird, though. I was just looking about this in this nonprofit status. The National Football League is nonprofit, but each team is subject to tax because they make a profit. So, like, you know, Chargers, they pay taxes, but the NFL does not. That's weird.
But don't, like, the NFL, like, pool all of that money somehow?
There's some kind of,
like,
weird...
I think there's something. It's like they're I think that's why, like, the NFL, like, pools the money and divvies it
like
out.
Like the mafia.
Because they don't – it's not like whatever money the Chargers makes, the Chargers keeps, and whatever the Steelers get, the Steelers keep, or the Redskins, depending on who you talk to. So it's like it's all pooled within the NFL and then divvied up. So I think the way it works is they've kind of found the loophole is – all money goes to the NFL, not really the individual teams, and then there is an allotment given to each team across the board. So that way they skirt it. So, like, the teams really aren't paying that much in taxes. They're probably paying taxes on hot dogs they sell and shit like that, maybe.
Right.
But broadcast money and all that crap, they ain't paying shit.
Speaking of shit they sell, you see, I saw this headline in Stupid News USA Today. The line to exchange Ray Rice jerseys was longer than the line for an iPhone 6.
Oh, well, that's a good sign, I guess. Although,
hold on to one of those jerseys because they're probably going to be worth money.
Yeah. I might
like
get
everybody
one.
Gave them back, but we kept these four.
Oh, come
maybe
on, Brent.
Maybe they'll combine it with the Urban Outfitters.
Now, like, because, like, if anything change does happen, they'll be like, why did it happen? This Ray Rice dude, everybody gave back their jerseys, but look, there's like 10 of them left, and I got them. Like, they'll be worth money one day.
Urban Outfitters can take those Kent State jerseys that they made and turn them into Ray Rice or Adrian Peterson jerseys with the bloodstains on them, and it would be perfect.
I hate an Urban Outfitter, man. You walk in there, tell me why. Why is every T-shirt $45?
And it falls apart. Their shit is made for crap. It's all ill-fitting and it falls apart. It's like I never buy anything there because it's crap.
Well, I don't make enough money. You really have to have significant income to go in there and buy a sweater.
Yeah, or a willingness to go into debt.
Yeah. That's true. Go into debt for a sweater. It's a great idea.
People do it. Homos do it. Ladies do it. My friend Liz was talking about some $160 bottle of face lotion she bought. It's 1 ounce, and her sole reason for buying it, it's what J-Lo uses.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, girl, you're nuts.
J-Lo's looking good, though.
Yeah, but that's, like, also called airbrushing and, like, Vanessa Williams lighting. It's not all face cream.
That's a good point.
True.
Life isn't all face cream. I'm going to write that down.
Unless you do a lot of bukkake videos.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
Sure. Right.
I bet those people do have really nice skin. It's supposed to be good for you.
Right. The rest of their life's kind of a wreck. But their skin.
Goddamn, their
skin.
Just
amazing.
They're positively glowing.
Yeah.
Sometimes your eyes are a little red.
Right, yeah. But that is the truth. Okay. Don't get it in your eye.
I got 8 kinds of herpes, but look at my skin.
The headline, if you want to dumb it down over on Drudge, is... The headline is Alibaba. Have you heard about this?
Oh, like it's a huge IPO or whatever.
Yeah, they did the they had their IPO today. The Chinese e-commerce conglomerate. They're like
they control
combined
everything.
eBay with Amazon with all kinds
PayPal,
of other shit
with
YouTube. I mean, it's just a giant thing in China. Well, now this guy is – they're coming to America. The founder, Jack Ma is his name. He started this business. He was a former English teacher who started the company in his apartment online like 10 years ago or 12 years ago, something like that, 1999. So 15 years ago. They went public, and since – opening this morning, they thought it was good. The IPO was priced $68 a share, which is at the high end of what they predicted. And you know your company is doing well if your price goes up on the day of your IPO. Well, prices, the shares went up 38% to $94 a share as of a little while ago, a couple hours ago. So it might still be going up. Who the hell knows? So the he started the company. He invested about $60,000 starting the company. And now, I mean, as of whatever that, you know, that time was where the stock was $94, it's valued at $231 billion.
Oh, wow.
Making it larger than Amazon and eBay combined.
Yeah, it's think how many Chinese people there are.
There's a shitload.
Yeah.
Hey, at Vile Experience, how much is crab diving worth? I'm just curious.
I don't know. How much you got in your pocket? It's pretty cheap. So that's the headline over on Drudge. You know, they're, I'm sure there's a little bit of the, oh my God, look at the Chinese are taking over aspect.
Right.
Why Drudge finds this the most important news of the day. In fact,
God.
Love it. Says communists dazzle Wall Street.
Communists,
like this guy's a communist. He's worth $2 billion. How does that work?
What's up with him using the word dazzle too? Communist dazzle Wall Street.
Yeah, I'm sure people make a room full of idiots make a lot of money to just write the fucking headlines, because all Drudge does is aggregate. Like, he doesn't write his own stories. He just links to other people's
things.
But he changes the headline. So he spins the headline so that the morons that are sitting there with their mouths open like dumb birds are can understand it and digest.
Right. Like those birds in Finding Nemo. You know what I'm talking about?
Fine. Yeah, that was great.
I love those birds. Hey, speaking of China, did you see that? This is a tiny little headline, but India TV anchor's number is up after naming China's Z11. Isn't it the Chinese prime minister is Jinping? And the newscaster on TV mistook his name for a Roman numeral. And they fired him, or they fired her. How horrible is that?
They fired her for calling him 11.
Yeah. That's kind of harsh.
She's an anchor in India, you said?
Yeah. I'm reading in Reuters. An Indian TV news anchor has been sacked. Oh, I love that. Has been sacked after she referred to Chinese President Xi Jinping, I think that's how you say it, as 11 Jinping, apparently confusing Xi's name with the Roman numerals, XI, a senior official at the state television channel said on Friday.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
You're fired. How sad. I think that's a little harsh.
See, it's an example of zero tolerance that the NFL should be taking to heart.
Again, the only person the NFL knew what to do with was that Aaron Hernandez, and that's because he was going away to jail because he was into organized crime and actually.
The dude who cuts my hair used to cut that Aaron Hernandez dude's hair and, like, go to his house and cut his hair. I'm not making this shit up either. And he told me, he was like, that dude's creepy. Like, he was like, he always thought, like
something was going on.
Something was up. Like, he was always, but I mean, paid well. So he would, like, go up to his house when he was, like, in town here or whatever and cut his hair. Yeah, he said, but he always was a little bit nervous doing it.
Yeah, no shit. I'd be nervous, too.
Yeah, because how many people did he kill?
Well, he shot that one person for sure because he was busted because his DNA was found on a stick.
Yeah, then there's he's tied to a couple others, I guess, or something like that. Yeah.
And he wonders why they won't let him out.
Yeah, he's confused.
And then another one, I don't even know his name. They just they got rid of him yesterday for drugs.
Oh, did they? There's another one that got arrested a while back. It just came out for domestic violence.
Yeah, the headbutting yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, we talked
like
about
any
that.
Of they're all sweating right now. Those football players are sweating. Any of them that's ever backhanded their lady or done something like a little bit like,
which is probably a significant proportion.
It is, but it's probably a lot of them. And you know they are sweating. They're like, baby, just don't say nothing, baby, because you know, you're like, the money train's
right.
Over, you say something, baby, because that's how it works.
I'll buy you something pretty.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen again. That's my gravy, baby. I can't be letting that happen again.
Well, look at the Ray Rice's wife now.
Yeah.
She's coming out
and saying, pissed.
She's mad. You know, she's like,
you took my $50 million.
This is my husband's livelihood, right, that you guys fucked with.
Not that... Thank you for standing up for me.
Right. Help me get out. I got a follow-up. We talked about it. Did we talk about it on Wednesday at all? The Black Mass that they want to do in Oklahoma. Did you hear about this?
No. What is Black Mass?
We've talked about it on a previous episode of Crab Nation. This is not the Satanic Temple. Satanic Temple is the group that doesn't necessarily believe Satan as an entity. They're more of a philosophical, political group. They're the ones that want to put up this statue next to the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma. And they're the ones who are fighting because of after Hobby Lobby fucked us. They're going out and saying, well, then atheist women and Satanist women don't have to undergo any kind of procedure before an abortion. Because of their
that
religion.
Violates their religious view.
Their religious view is we follow science. Science says, I don't need an ultrasound. Science says, I don't need to look at my baby's beating heart if I want to make the fetus go away.
Because I read an article, too, where they're basically saying like how all these women are lied to at these
The cancer
free,
thing.
Like
they,
meetings or whatever they had to go to.
They tell them, and I think it was like Missouri.
They lie through their teeth.
The legislature passed a law saying that doctors had to lie to women. So they were forcing a doctor who allegedly took some oath to help people that he should lie to them and say, well, you know, if you get that thing scraped out of your uterus, you might get breast cancer later.
Which, even though it's a bold-faced lie.
100% lie.
How can you get away with that and then also have that – I always call it the hypocritical event.
Right.
That's wrong.
Well, in Oklahoma, they're having – it's not the Satanic Temple. These are the real Satanists. These are the –
they believe in Satan. They worship
Satan. They pour
Satan.
Blood all over each other during their masses and shit. And a lot of their black mass is intentionally a parody of the Catholic mass. It's an anti-magic spell to the magic cookie
Ward
of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So the story was that was amazing that we talked about before was that these Satanists have decided, well, we're going to rent a space in the public courthouse or whatever, and we're going to have a black mass because these religious organizations can all rent the same space.
And so I should be able to do the
exactly.
same thing.
Well, they have to let them. So they're still going to do it at the Oklahoma City Civic Center. But part of their black mass was that they had a consecrated host from a Catholic mass. which is which is the priest does his magic spell, and you know Catholics believe that their shit inexplicably actually turns into the body and blood of Christ. It's not symbolic.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble following this story. Are you reading from Harry Potter?
I might as well.
So wait a minute. So that wine, where is the transition from wine into blood?
When the priest consecrates it, he imbues it. It's called transubstantiation. And it somehow magically and spiritually, it ain't right. It doesn't represent, like the Protestants believe, that it's a symbol.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But the Catholics, I still inexplicably, I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I still can't fucking explain it to you. But
well,
you're just supposed to know that's the way it works.
Brett and I were both raised Protestant, and you, right before you take communion, you say this wafer or whatever is a symbol for the, you know, the suffering Jesus went through on the cross. The Catholics, they just leave out the word symbol. It's crazy.
Body of Christ is what he says to you as he's sticking it in your mouth.
Creepy.
And then at communion, also the same thing.
Drink this blood,
right?
That we turned in from to blood from wine.
So the Catholics,
my magic words.
When they heard this shit was going on, they went apeshit, and the bishop of the Oklahoma diocese threatened to sue, or actually filed a lawsuit, because obviously it was a stolen wafer.
Oh, so they got a hold of a
somehow. No priest would have. So probably somebody went to a Catholic mass and
pocketed a wafer.
And yeah, you know, you take it in your hand, set it in your mouth, you fake it, and you just toss it in your pocket or whatever. Or who knows how the fuck they got it. Or they lied and said, we have a consecration. Who the fuck cares? It's all bullshit. So
I'm going to go with they lied.
Probably.
Yeah.
So the guy, although they are.
Where does the church get them? Do
the
they make them?
Are
or do
mass
they, like,
produced.
Or do you
yeah.
order them?
No, they're mass produced. And they
so
have
then it's either
crosses.
They ordered up a carton of them, and they're like, here, we got our, like, wafers.
They have crosses.
Like, you can't, like, they're easy to come by. It's not like the, like, church has a lockdown on
so the Satanists
shit.
Just said, okay, well, here, take it. And they like, gave it over to a third party and gave it back to the Catholics. Because the Satanist was like, look, I'm not going to spend court costs and lawyers
on your nonsense.
On a cracker. We're not going to argue over a cracker. Go nuts. It's just not worth it. It's ridiculous.
But they're still having their thing.
They're still having their black mass. They have to. They can't use urine. Like, part of their black mass is. Part of their black mass.
Let me write down the rules. No urine. Go ahead.
Black mass is somebody pisses on a Bible. And I believe they also piss on the host.
That so they're in the water sport.
So. They can't do that at the Civic Center, so they're going to pour vinegar on them. And then also, I think there was a blood thing that they can't do. Like, there was a pour blood over something that they can't do, so they're going to substitute that.
Why is the Civic Center such tight asses? You can't do anything there that's fun.
And they usually perform it on a female who's naked, and they can't do that. Civic Center, so she's gonna be wearing lingerie.
Could you imagine you're holding auditions for this black mass, and you look at LA casting, wanted one female to play the whatever the sacrifices being
the
a black mass. You must be cool with having vinegar spattered all over you.
And we're gonna blood cocky you all over.
<cocky.
laughs> Oh wow, so, Brent, you just invented a new category of porn.
Blood talking.
Oh,
probably not.
Novel.
Maybe
probably
not.
Not.
Yeah.
Not with ladies and what happens down there.
Red Wing porn. Well, now a new warning is out. Monsignor Patrick Brenken is now worried.
Uh-oh.
Because he says, I'm concerned that the group has not backed away from the blasphemies and sacrileges involved in the ritual worship of Satan. He thinks that there's a pretty good chance, quote, a real strong possibility that anyone who attends this mass will be walking out possessed.
Ooh. A good point.
It's a boom for the exorcist bracket right there.
He is the exorcist for that for that area. Apparently they receive special training.
For that area? Are you telling exorcist people or they have territories? Like
sure,
a sales
for the Catholic Church? Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
A lot of Satan out there.
Listen, I understand this guy from the Catholic Church is concerned. I think he should still need to focus on keeping those priests away from those children. But sure, maybe focus on this a little bit.
Priorities, Ryan. You got to have your priorities in order. You got to stop the Satanists before you deal with your own issues.
Okay. Thank you.
That's how these people think.
Right.
So they're saying now, in order to contradict the magic that may happen, I mean, they're worried that this is going to open a floodgates. Like, even people who are just going to
like
observe.
Like a wormhole of evil.
Even if you're going to observe, you might get sucked into this giant flaming sarlacc pit of hell. They're recommending that Catholics should organize Eucharistic processions during the holy hours. I don't know what holy hours are. I had 12 years of that shit. I can't tell you what holy hours are.
I don't know what any of this is.
Me
what
either.
Is a Eucharistic? What's a Eucharistic procession?
Processions. The Eucharist is the host. So they should cast a spell over some cookies and then eat it.
Okay.
They should also fast. Apparently the Eucharist doesn't count as fasting. And pray fervently for the cancellation of this event. We must petition our Lord, his mother. See, that's what's different about the Catholics too, is they're way into Mary. Way the fuck into Mary. We must petition his mother and all the angels and saints in this fierce battle against the powers of hell to fail to fight this evil. Is to abandon souls to hell.
God, it's so scary, man. I got to tell you, these Catholics, honestly, it sounds like Lord of the Rings.
It does.
No wonder, listen, no wonder you had to go 12 years of Catholic school. You guys got a lot of hoogity-boogity to learn. Protestants, it's easy. Jesus died for your sins. If you don't believe in him, you're going to burn in hell for a real long time. Goodbye.
Done and done.
Right.
Don't drink and dance too much.
Sure, there's that.
Let's go have the chocolate fountain at the Golden Corral.
Yeah. I'll meet you at the covered dish.
All right. Is that a post? Is the Golden Corral a big post-church destination?
Oh, come on, please. Of course it is, dude. This is what is always on the Golden Corral billboard in Pensacola, Florida. Discount for military, people of the military, and chocolate fountain. Those two things.
Chocolate fountain, also like that Equus story.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, how sanitary is a chocolate fountain at a buffet?
I don't know.
Kids sticking their fingers in it, probably. Yeah. Gross. Angry,
I'm weary of a buffet.
Angry chocolate fountain workers before, you know, they turn it on. Maybe they dip their balls in it, let it swirl around for a while, do some tea bagging.
Hey, we did that. Was that yesterday we did that story?
I think it was. The guy that, what was it?
Teabagged the pizza. No, that was Wednesday. I was here for teabagging the pizza.
Pizza teabag.
The dude in, like, somewhere. They was dumb enough to be doing it when the dude who ordered it walked in and caught him.
You're right.
Red-headed, caught him mid-teabag.
I would have handled that differently if I was the guy. I would not have called the police. I would have said, listen, I was at, I'll either call the police or you just give me whatever's in your wallet, which is probably $5. God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be getting some free pizza for
a while.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'd be getting, like, I'll be like, and anytime I show up here and you see me.
Yeah, we call the owner and it stays between us. I don't put it on Yelp. I don't put it on YouTube. I don't put it out there.
Yeah. But I expect a few free pies here and there.
I get some pie.
Yeah, and by the way, please don't put your balls on them. I mean,
yeah, and
you know,
put your balls on
them. I get some testicle free pizza. Hold the taint.
Yeah.
That's all I ask for in my pizza.
Just taint.
That's all anybody asks for.
That's all anybody asks for. We can take our last break here. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, for the home stretch, the top five songs of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100. I know everybody's excited.
Oh, yes.
I am.
I've also got a story about a fraternity that we might get to.
That can't be a good story.
I don't know if this is true, but on trending earlier on Twitter, I suggest people participate as you will. It's hashtag National Sit On My Face Day.
That's today. I better get to scruffing.
It's true. Scruffing. Brent's going to fire up a couple of iPhone apps during the break. With the hashtag, do you hashtag on those things? Can you hashtag?
No, there's no need to hashtag on there. They know what you're looking for.
You don't need to fuck that. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes for the home stretch on Crab Nation. Give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234. That's 855-VOC-RADIO. You can also tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Participate in the convo going on there. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be in the Florida area. Check out and see if he's going to be doing any comedy at Rated R Comedy.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be at the Big Easy Tavern tonight.
Yes.
Oh.
And then sitting in here Brent Paris, at Brent Paris, double the R's, on the Twitter machine. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes for the home stretch. Take a hit. Take a shit. Do whatever you need to in the next 3.5. We'll be back, more Crab Nation on the other side.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In The Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In The Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed, as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself, and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential, weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vial and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hit, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun."
It's Crab Nation Friday, back for the home stretch here on the VOCNation.com. Avast, ye scurvy dogs. Welcome to the good ship Crab Nation. I'm talking like that because not only is it hashtag sit on my face day,
which cracks me up
apparently on the Twitter machine, but it's also Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
So we shouldn't be saying hello. We should be going, ah,
arrgh, avast ye, mateys.
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver me fucking timbers.
Biggest bunch of old white people I've ever seen, or drunk old white people I've ever seen together is when I went to Pirate Day over on Catalina Island one time several years ago.
Pirate Day.
Yeah, all those rich boat people get dressed up like pirates on the not the main part of, like, where only just the two harbors part where they're
not
only
Avalon.
Gonna have a boat.
Right.
Not Avalon, the two harbors part. And they get drunker and cootie brown, and they go all out with their pirate costumes, too. I'll have to give them that. It was fun. I got drunker with them, too. Good time.
You big Catalina fan?
I used to scuba dive a lot, and so it was
yeah.
one of the only good places around here to go to that's easy to get to.
But as far as just, like hanging out.
When I hung out with my, like, boss, my boss and his, like, wife. I was friends with my boss's wife, and they had this big old giant yacht. So we were staying on the boat, so that was fun.
That's fun, yeah.
But, yeah, like, I've stayed over there, like, in a hotel before, and it's like, meh.
It's expensive
as fuck,
too.
And there's not really that much to do other than get drunk.
Right. And, yeah.
I mean, it's a mile square, the Avalon part, so it's like, and you could walk the whole thing in 20 minutes.
Well, I was surprised at all the Cubs stuff that was there, the Chicago Cubs. I'm from Chicago, a lifelong Cubs fan.
They had spring training there.
Right, I didn't realize back the Wrigleys, who owned the Cubs back in the early 1900s, also were rich assholes who used to hang out at Catalina. And apparently they decided, well, hell, it'd be a great place to have spring training. So I didn't know that at all, because when I first went over there, I spent the day there with my girlfriend at the time. There's all this Cubs shit, and I was like, why? What's up with all the Chicago Cubs memorabilia and everything? Then finally I found out that they had their spring break there for not spring break there was spring training there for a while.
That's better definitely weather. Catalina, that's where you take your girlfriend over. I mean, you just schlep your girlfriend over there, like, hey, here's some gift shops, go out and have a beer. I mean, there really is not there ain't much to do there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a romantic day.
right.
By the way, guys, just a point of reference, because Brent, you said many times that you were drunk as Cootie or Cooter Brown. I just looked up on Wikipedia what that reference is. Cootie Brown is a name used in metaphors and similes for drunkenness, mostly in the southern United States. Cooter
That's
Brown
where I heard
supposedly,
it.
Yeah, supposedly lived on the line which divided the North and South during the American Civil War, making him eligible. Right. Making him eligible for military draft by either side. He had family on both sides of the line, so he did not want to fight the war. He decided to get drunk and stay drunk for the duration of the war so that he would be seen as useless for military purposes.
That's fucking amazing. It's like Brad and Angelina not getting married until gay marriage is legal. Although they didn't get
married. They got married finally, though. But I guess it's getting legal enough for them. They were like, fine, we got to make these kids legal.
He stayed drunk. Cootie Brown stayed drunk.
For the whole Civil War.
For the whole Civil War, because he didn't want to pick
Bless
a side.
Bless his heart.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Throwing that up on our Facebook for a point
That's
of reference.
That's great.
That's awesome. See? I've just always said it. I never even bothered to look up the legend.
That's amazing. I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah, Dolly Parton said it in the whorehouse in Texas, too.
Oh, yeah?
At the part where they're headed out to the lake, she's like, let's just go out to the lake and get drunker and Cootie Brown. Yeah.
Brent, you should start the Dollypedia page.
As much as I love Dolly Parton, there are people out there that are way worse than I ever could hope to be. There's a documentary about it. I went and saw it. Like, there were these two, of course they were gay, and they were like, super gays, and they wrote a movie that they thought was like perfect for Dolly Parton, and this documentary sort of follows them in the process of all they go through to try to get it to her.
Oh yeah.
And it also follows some other like crazy Dolly fans. It was really freaking interesting, and these people are nuts.
And they're obsessed with Dolly Parton, like, you're suggesting, or not stable?
I just think she's like the greatest person to ever walk this earth, and I like everything she does. Now, That's a little bit obsessive, yes. But these people take it to a level I never even knew existed.
Do you think the rumor about her and her longtime friend, wink, wink, wink,
it could be.
There's a little scissoring going on, a little southern
there's
scissoring.
There's lots of rumors. You know what, though? I just like to, whatever. I have this, like, really idyllic image of her in my head. So, in all honesty, even though I am homo, I don't really have images of her scissoring any other ladies that I want to, like, think of. I like to think
she's
of her as, like,
Christine.
She's like, Carl stays at home. He don't want any of the limelight. Dolly comes and goes whenever she
Carl
wants.
Carl is the husband? Is that the husband?
Been married for, like, 50 years or something. They've been together a long time. He doesn't like the limelight. Hell, I'd stay married to her too. He's living good. Sits on a ranch in Tennessee.
You've been to Dollywood?
I've been once when it first opened. I want to go back now that it's just big. Because when I went, it was kind of like few rides and it's almost like a glorified crafts fair. But it like grew after that.
Let me paint a picture for you. Here's an idea. What about back in the day, Dolly Parton and Annie Potts together? That would have been a power celeb couple.
Why Annie Potts?
I don't know. She's Southern, or kind of Southern. I don't know.
That is true. Yeah. Her and Annie Potts. I hadn't thought of Annie Potts in a while. I used to love that Designing Women show. It was awesome.
That was a funny show. That was a good sitcom.
It was good. Those Julia Sugarbaker rants were awesome when she would go off on people. I read one the other day that made sense. Like somebody was like, and that was like in 19. Like late 80s, right? It was 87. And there was like
right.
It was very, like, very pertinent to like Julia Sugarbaker going off on somebody about AIDS and how, like, because, you know, like back then people thought you shouldn't touch and all of this. Like, she just very eloquently annihilates this woman. I'd never do it justice. But somebody brought it up a couple of weeks ago on some blog or something about how it was still pertinent. And even 20, 30, almost 25 years later, it still was like very.
Yeah, still fits.
Fit, yeah.
Unfortunately,
right. Yeah.
We've got about 8.5 minutes left here on the big show. We're wrapping up the week. We're putting a nice big bow on the fucking week. Since it's that time of the week, it's time for the top five songs according to the Billboard Hot 100. Billboard.com, ladies and gentlemen. You ready, Ryan?
I am ready. I can't wait.
Coming in at number five, Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj. All three together with Bang Bang. Bang Bang.
I don't know. Maybe it's the coffee I'm drinking. I'm in a particularly good mood, and I just really like that song today. I don't know why.
You know, I am too a fan of that song. I'm a sucker for a good cheesy pop song, and that's a good cheesy pop song.
It's not a bad one.
It's not bad. It's like there's a lot of bad ones right now, but that one I can get, especially because I'm not a big fan of all that Ariana Grande Latte, whatever her name is. But like, she's a mush mouth to me. Like, she doesn't, like, I can't understand nothing she says. So I don't know. I can't pay her
Please
attention.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
He's the best. I mean, I love John Travolta just for that clip. I mean, that's out of everything he's done in his career, that's his best moment. It's hilarious.
That's his best work.
Adele Dazeem. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sure. Another musical theater reference.
At number four is Iggy Azalea, the rapper from Down Under, with Black Widow featuring Rita Ora.
Both stand up late and somehow you go astray. We went
So that was the Iggy Azalea part was the rapping part, and Rita Ora was singing,
Rita
right?
Ora.
I like the ecstasy part.
At number three, Nicki Minaj, again, part of the top five, with the song Anaconda.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Sway named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope, stealing money, he was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the law, but he lived in a palace. Boy, bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill.
There's Nicki Minaj with Anaconda.
Does she have, like, the weirdest voice or what?
Dude, I liked it better when she was Lisa Left Eye Lopez, because they sound exactly the same to me. It's like, every time I hear her, all I do is I, like, long for, like, a good TLC song.
Number two, hanging at number two, is, I guess, what's different about the top five. It's a country singer, Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. This is a pure pop album this time. She's abandoning country now.
This is pop?
This is pop.
Shake It Off, it's called. Not my favorite.
It's not country. You cannot call that country. I refuse to let that be qualified as my beloved country music.
You're not accepting that into the fold.
Relax, Brent. It's not country.
It is not country. Fucking.
And then
George, Johnny, they're all rolling over in their graves. Tammy, she's like, "What the hell,
Tammy?" She's got a drink in one hand though. Number one, apparently. There is a little bit of booty being brought back.
I love this song.
The number one song hanging in there is All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back.
Meghan Trainor, bringing booty back. Go ahead, tell those skinny bitches that.
Step
I
off,
love that.
I love that song. Catchy. Step it's off. Good. It's like doesn't sound like everything else that's on the radio right now.
It's fun.
It's a great song. It's got a great hook. Everybody's walking around. Like I just heard a dude walk by the other day. Just going all about that bitch. Everybody's walking around doing it.
Right.
She's doing something right. Good for her.
So that's the top five songs of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100. Billboard.com. Woohoo.
Yeah.
I've got a quick story. We only got a couple minutes left here at the big show. We're here 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. every goddamn weekday on the VOCNation.com live. Then you can download us as a podcast. Go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, go to podcast.vocnation.com, or go to crabdiving.com for the most recent steaming hot episode.
Yeah.
This great production here we have. Before we wrap it up, I got a story real quick about talking about having fun. Well, the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee, their chapter of the Tau Kappa Epsilon frat is under investigation after four people were dosed with the date rape drug.
Oopsie.
But what makes this interesting is that the drugs were administered on the basis of color-coded hand stamps. The doorman would decide
who deserved.
He would stamp them
raping
with a red X on the back of their hand at the party to indicate that they were to get the roofie. Whoa.
That's straight up bullshit getting roofied. I've been roofied before. It ain't no
seriously?
Fun. Yeah, I got roofied years ago at a bar over in Silver Lake.
Was it that Brian Singer party?
No, it wasn't a Brian Singer party. It was called Drag Strip 66. There were a bunch of drag queens there, and I think I got roofied by one.
Dang. That's
was
crazy.
This back in the day when you were
yeah, it was back in the
heart shape.
I came through driving at the Rose Bowl. It was some fucked up shit.
Brent is like an onion. there part more. We got Jim J. Bullock. We got all this shit. We're gonna have to have you back. Have you back sometime next week, maybe.
Sure,
if you can,
I'd love
come
to.
In while Ryan's in Florida. We're in our last minute here, the big show, Ryan. Again, if you want to follow, see where Ryan might be doing some spontaneous comedy in the Redneck Riviera, go to @RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so Vile.
And everything and anything about us, crabdiving.com. Don't forget us on Twitter @crabdiving, Facebook.com/crabdiving. Brent Paris, thanks for sitting in today, man.
Thanks.
A good time again.
I love it.
Follow Brent. Where do you got some comedy coming up?
On Tuesday nights at 3 O'Clubs in Hollywood for Rise Up. It's a great show every week.
Right. Tuesdays. Follow Brent @BrentParis on the Twitter. Thanks, everybody. Have a great freaking weekend.
Bye.
That's the end of the show. And I'll be pressing that button in a moment.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter @crabdiving and on Facebook @facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.